So, Lacey, so many questions about Little White Lie. And my first question is to you was, when you started out making your documentary, were you expecting to make a documentary, or were you just capturing things on camera?
You know, it's an interesting question, because I think it depends on, like, what you're really looking at, because there is so much different footage from different periods of time in my life. Not all of that footage, obviously, did I film with the intent to make a documentary. And some of that stuff is actually stuff that I didn't film, that I got from family, that they had filmed at various points in my life. But then there was other periods of time where I was kind of taking film classes and doing video diary stuff, but wasn't really filming with the intention of actually doing the film. So I didn't actually start working on the film officially until my mid to late 20s, after I had already decided to actually become a filmmaker and was working in the film industry.
That's interesting, because the fact that you did get a film from family members, or film that had been recorded before you decided to do your story, just made that point of having, you know, having the access to make your film, because stuff was already there and it was captured for different reasons, wasn't it? It was captured just because people were filming, rather than you always probing them about certain points in your life.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, because I didn't realize when I decided to make the film, and even after shooting it, I still didn't realize how valuable that footage would be. And I think, I mean, honestly, like, don't get me wrong, we do have some great footage, obviously, but I also think that that's the work of really great editors who can make what some other people might just look at as kind of some basic home video stuff, you know, that is actually doesn't really say that much about the story you're telling, and actually make that footage come alive as part of the story.
No, absolutely, absolutely. Now, what you discover about your own life is quite an interesting aspect. I mean, it's an interesting aspect of people's lives in general, but it's something that I've been interested in for some time, because it's often something that relates to black people as well, where, you know, something's happened in their family in the past. And I know I've spoken about this to family members, where they've asked about, you know, why, as you know, somebody in their family looks like somebody or doesn't, and it's that thing of, it's not really talked about, but you're not really sure why it's not really talked about. So you do just kind of get on with life, and in Little White Lie, you just got on with your life, but other people around you had questions about your olive skin or your dark skin. But, you know, as you say, you didn't really realize, you didn't really question anything until you got to a certain age. And I want to ask you, what age were you when you really started to question your heritage?
Yeah, well, so two things. One, I want to go back to what you said before, what you were saying before, and just the kind of broader point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it raises a really interesting concept, that so often we are raised to think that, you know, everybody has two parents and they come from the same background and all of these different things. And so often that is not the case, right? There's many more people kind of in the mix. And as I say, like, it really takes a village to raise a child, but, you know, that village doesn't always just look like auntie down the street, right? It can look like all different things. You can have different father figures, different mother figures. You know, it's not necessarily so simple, but yet we always still expect there to be kind of like this mother, this father, you know, you raise on the same roof. And if you kind of go outside of that, it's like there's almost a stigma associated to it. And so I think that, like, when you hear that there's so many stories like this, that is actually the reality. And it's almost like what I think is the reality that we should adjust to and not make it look like these things are so extreme, because what's happening is then children come into it and it's so confusing. Right,
yes.
For them, it's so confusing, like, kind of like, why am I not like everybody else? But in fact, you kind of are like everybody else. Everybody kind of has these twists and turns in their stories. We're just not raised to appreciate and discuss them so much. On that note, I think that, per your question, for me, such a big part of my story is the power of denial. And so one of the things I was really interested in looking at in this film is not just about kind of like who was lying and who knew what when, but actually, like, looking even deeper about into people's levels of denial and realizing that even though it was very much learned behavior and I, you know, learned from my parents to kind of be in denial about this, that I too was in denial. There was a period of time where probably deep down I knew the truth but wasn't really ready to admit it to myself. And I think that for me, really, the denial is about the fact that you can convince yourself to believe what you want to believe. You know, like, did I have questions? Probably from at a very young age, I probably did. even though, again, as you see in the film, certain explanations were given to me, I probably still had questions, and I pushed those questions away.